I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the Shameless Sex Podcast.
It's Shameless Sextember.
It's Shameless Sextember. Oh, my. OMG. It is.
What does OMG stand for?
Oh, my gato S.
Oh, my shameless sex.
Yeah, no, the OMS.
OMS. OMGS.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, we do love OMGS. But that is a side note. And if you didn't hear our last podcast, we were talking about the research study that they did on anal sex pleasure.
And if you didn't hear us when we were offline, you were jeopardizing okay. me. And meaning she was quizzing me on some shit.
Let me make a shout out for this. Okay, so we have a Discord channel, which is like an online chat app thing where you can go and connect with other shameless sex fans. And sometimes I'm on there. Sometimes April is. And we have some wonderful people that are hosting it. We call them the Bryans, Pinky and the Brain.
Or the Bryans.
The Brains. We love you both. And so on Thursday, September 8th of 2022 at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are doing a Jeopardy and I design the questions and I will be there
for it.
What day
is September 8th?
What day of the week?
Is it Thursday?
It's a Thursday.
I won't be there.
You won't be there. It's at 6 p.m. If you want to come, but the link will be in the bio. You join. And so I'm going to quiz April right now on some of the questions that you can actually get some spy material for, which April doesn't know yet.
She was doing this before, by the way.
I'm going to do different ones that you haven't heard yet.
Oh, shit.
So the categories are sex toys, body parts, or repeat shameless sex guests. Choose one, April.
Repeat body parts?
No. Body parts, sex toys, or repeat
body
shameless
parts,
sex.
Body parts.
Okay, body parts. Okay. Let's do this one. The only body part designed just for pleasure and has 8,000 nerve endings.
What is a clitoris?
Yes. Okay, one more. Do you want to choose another category? Sex toys or repeat shameless sex guests?
Repeat shameless sex guests.
Okay. Penis owning sex educator, porn performer, and author known for sex hacking.
Who is Kenneth Play?
Yes! Nailed it.
We did not practice this, y'all.
No, not at all.
She gave me different ones before we started, and then she's like, we're going to do this on the show.
I made this on an airplane yesterday when I almost got kicked off the airplane.
What is the airplane?
The airplane was, what is Alaska Airlines? Not sponsored
by. I answered the question. She's like, you need to say who is. I was like, okay, fuck.
Well, it's Jeopardy.
Yeah, well, I haven't watched that shit since Alex Trebek died. Rest in power, Alex Trebek. Love you.
Well, when I asked the Pinky and the Brain about how to do this, I was like, so we have to say what is and who is and like, how do I create?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
how do you select it on the Discord?
So, yeah, I don't know. They're running it. I'll be there. And I created these. Go join it.
I actually looked at my calendar. I don't have anything going on, so I might join.
This is actually going to be really fun. So again,
fuck with you right
there. The link is in the bio the episode, the notes, the show notes description. So you can join our Discord and then the event again is Thursday, the 8th of September, 2022, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Thursday.
And it will only be for about an hour, 45 minutes. Come hang out with us, learn some things.
That's Pacific time, by the way. Did you already say that?
I don't understand the
Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
So we're in Pacific Daylight Time right now. So it goes into Standard Time after, I believe,
then the time change.
Right. And I think it's October this year. I don't know. And so it's different wherever you are in the country, but you have to say Pacific time.
Can I just say California time?
If you want to sound like an asshole.
West Coast time?
Sure.
Hawaii time?
It could be a West Coast and the Australian West Coast.
Santa Cruz time.
Shout out to all the Western Australians out there in Perth.
Hey. It's very warm over there. Oh, actually, right now it's cold. Okay, anyways, so this episode is not about anything we've talked about. It's about sex positions and the art of penetration with repeat guests Alicia and Erwan Davon. Lots of really fun tips and tricks for penetration, for sex positions. And I think we're making like 4 to 5 different clips for Instagram and TikTok that will be very interesting. Maybe even more.
Therefore you are. That's Descartes. I think, therefore, I am.
She's so smart sometimes. Yes.
Sex question, what is it?
This is actually a very easy sex question, and short and brief, which is perfect because April said it's shameless sex-tember. So the sex question is, how can I last longer while masturbating? And how can I last longer during sex? Also, what's the link for the sex toy story you mentioned in your podcast? And I think, everyone, I think this is a penis owner.
Therefore, you are.
And therefore you are. And we answered it and the problem is solved. The name looks like a penis owner. Again, can't decide that, but that's what I'm guessing. So, well, we had a fabulous episode on this with Keely Rankin, episode 184. And it was all about what people call ED, erectile dysfunction, which we don't say that.
No, there's no dysfunction.
We call it
erectile challenges, erectile issues.
Yeah. And then there's also ejaculatory control, which also people say premature ejaculation, which we also don't prefer that phrase. And then there's delayed ejaculation, which is a thing where people are having a hard time, penis owners having a hard time having an orgasm, having a hard time ejaculating. So this person wants to last longer, and so basically practice while they're masturbating to last longer and then last longer during sex. Word of advice, listen to that episode 184 with Keely Rankin. She has so many beautiful gems, words of wisdom on how to experience a prolonged masturbation practice as a means of carrying over into your sexual experiences. The question of how do I last longer during masturbation? Go slower. Stop when you feel like you're getting close to coming, or slow down when you're getting close to coming, but don't keep going. And I know like the endorphins are going and the dopamine's producing and the body's like, I want to have it. But like, if you're really trying to hone that in, slow it down, stop, press pause, and edging yourself, which OMGS is really good about teaching about that, but that's for vulva owners. But I bet a penis owner can learn about edging through that, about like a vulva learning how to edge, but like through with your penis.
It's also about getting out of your head.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm not talking about your penis head or your vulva.
Oh, actually, they're both legit.
Well, it's all legit. However, get out of your head, get into your body. That is really hard to do for someone such as I know about how I am such a heady person, and I don't own a penis, but I know for the penis owners out there that I've hooked up with that are in their head, meaning their head that's attached to their neck, it's fucking hard sometimes. And you want to get into your head and be like, what am I doing? How can I get my dick set hard enough? Or I'm going to come too fast. Oh my God. And that's when you have to take a pause. Like, yeah. Amy says, it's about slowing down, of course, slowing down, but also checking in with yourself, check in with your body. Our brain is our largest sex organ. It doesn't matter what genitals you're rocking. Your brain is in charge of all of our stuff, all of it. So check in with your brain in your head, but then be like, what am I feeling in my body? What are my hands doing? What are my testicles doing? What did you say? The two balls between my legs.
Oh, for the trivia?
Yes, for the Jeopardy.
No, what is the sac that holds the testicles?
Yes, what are those doing?
What is the scrotum?
What is that area doing between my anus and my testicles?
Is it tightening? Yes.
Do I want more pressure? Am I feeling heat? Am I feeling tingling
sensation? Do I feel like I'm going to come soon?
Yes, or if you are feeling that, kind of check in with yourself and drop into that feeling and sensation and breathe into it.
Yeah, breath. Which we talk on this episode, they talk a lot about breath. We just did two back-to-back episodes with Alicia and Erwan, and one is on what we're going to dive into, sex positions and the art of penetration. Another one that's coming out in January, so we record it ahead of time, is on anal, and breath becomes a part of all of it. And we talk about the power of breath. And so, you know, if you feel like you're going to come really quickly and you want to slow that down, slow your breath down. Pay attention to your breath, which I think Keely talks about, but a lot of people are breathing in their chest like, or they're just focusing on their genitals and their orgasm or their pleasure, instead of like, take the energy outside of your genitals, like focus on your inner thighs or your lower belly. Don't think about, what is that thing, like baseball or like your grandma? No, unless that's really your jam. But take your energy away from the place that feels highly activated. Breathe deeper and slower, or stop or press pause and they can do wonders for orgasm. And the interesting thing about this is that this can also enhance orgasm, especially for vulva owners, because we were talking about breathing deeper and slower. We're like sucking all the air and like pulling the orgasm in. So it really depends on like the context and the intention. But the best place, I love that this person's asking about masturbation, because that's the best place to go learn how to do this.
Okay, so what, though, you didn't answer the last piece. What is the link to the sex toy store that you would recommend them shopping at?
http://www. Jinx, you owe me a... wine.
Yes, I don't drink Coca-Cola.
Anyways, purepleasureshop.com. It's a sex shop that I own with my mom, mostly run by mom these days. April and I both got our start there in the sex toy industry. If you go to purepleasureshop.com.
It's like P-U-R-E, though.
Like pure. You're so pure.
Because when people say pure.
Pure.
I don't know.
Pure.
Purr.
Yeah. Probably, are you purring like a cat?
Purr.
Not purr pleasure. Purepleasureshop.com. And you get 15% off all of your sex toys and lube and all the things.
For
that
a while,
want.
It sounded like you said when we recorded that, it sounded like 50% off.
50.
Because I listened to it. 50%. I was like, Amy, you offered 50% off.
That's a great deal.
Some until days we need to do a flash sale. 50% off.
It might still be saying that. Oh, I'm not
there
sure.
There you go.
It's, well, no, it's always been 15. I just speak really quickly. And so anyways, if you go there, you get 15% off. Use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX. And for this person, speaking to masturbation, lube, use lube, get some good lube, get some Uber lube. And there are sex toys that maybe potentially can help you learn to last longer. Like there's the certain Fleshlight products. Honestly, take your hand.
Trainer.
Yeah, the stamina trainer. Yeah,
the also the Pocket Pulse by the Hot Octopus is actually a stamina trainer.
Oh yeah, because
well.
That one's intense, right? So if you get really close, stop using it and then keep building your way up with edging. So, and your own hand, but you have the power in your own hands, and it's just patience and dedication. And happy shameless September.
Jeopardy question. What is the bio to Erwan and Alicia Davon? Are you ready?
So does that mean I'm reading it?
No, I am.
Okay. Yes. Okay. But what is yes?
You win 300 points, shameless sex points. On.
Nice.
Yes, all of it. Okay.
I want pizza.
you get 300 points of pizza.
Pizza points.
Erwan and Alicia Davon have become the go-to experts for those seeking a higher level of relationship support, specializing in supporting singles and getting into passionate and successful relationships, and helping couples take their relationships to new heights of romance and intimacy. They offer all of their coaching and classes online and support students all over the world. To learn more, visit davonmethod.com or follow them on TikTok and Instagram at davonmethod, or click the link in our show notes to find out about their latest offerings.
All right, everyone, this is interview time with repeat guests. I want to say they've been on our show 4 times.
Whoa.
Four. I think it was.
I know.
We're moving in with you.
Yeah, moving.
But we're in person again.
Again. Now we're in person. Yeah, our last one was actually in person. So we have done the art of hand jobs or hands on penises. We've done the art of pussy jobs or mouths and hands on pussies. We've done the art of orgasmic.
Watching also orgasmic.
Meditation.
Extended orgasm.
Which you know is going to be a part of all of these conversations here. And today we're here to talk about sex positions and the art of penetration. And so I just want to premise this. So while we are going to probably be talking more so about penetration, likely in vulva owning humans, dildos apply. Right. So like a lot of penetration, and we can talk about that because actually the last podcast we did with Dr. Willow Brown, we were talking about how, a silicone cock is a little bit harder to maneuver in terms of feeling your body, the other body and the body's, responses to because you have silicone there. And a lot of what we will speak to does not have to necessarily apply to a penis and a vagina. So we'll talk about sex positions, the art of penetration. A lot will apply to penises and vaginas. Maybe maybe fingers inside orifices. I don't know. And we also will be releasing an episode, I believe in early 2023, about the art of orgasmic anal sex.
Are you serious? 2023? I feel so.
You have to wait that long.
Whoa.
But we are here with Alicia and Erwan, Davon, repeat guests. We love them so much. And we're so happy to have you both here. And we already read a little bit about who you are in the bio, and you've been on our show before, but we do the same thing every time we start a show. Can you share with our listeners how you got to where you are today in the field of sexuality?
Well, I'm going to share a story coming to my mind right now, which is the first time that I ever met Erwan, and it relates to today's topic because a friend of mine. So, little background, I was studying psychology, got my master's degree, and my friend in my program thought that I would love Erwan. She just had a feeling. So she said, come to his house, I'm bringing you to meet him. And I still remember the first time we met eyes, and I was sitting, there was a communications group game party situation going on at his house, and I was sitting in a chair with all these people, and Erwan was on the couch, and I looked, and then he looked, and then my first thought was, I'm going to fuck this guy sometime soon. Yes. He had that presence, and I was in another relationship at the time. So, of course, it didn't happen right away, but I got that feeling. So that's where I started here. With
that's
that
a good
thought.
Feeling.
That is, yeah. Just the eyes.
Erwan, how do you feel about that? Just saying. Okay, anyways. So
I like it. I'm in a good place. I'm happy to do this. You know, for me, it was like the opposite. It was like fucking up 10, 15 relationships, you know, like learning little bit by little bit. It was also being in a yogashram, Zen monastery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and realizing this is great. I like being enlightened. I'm very, very enlightened. But there was no sex. Things weren't really shaking, right? So it was like at a certain point, it was like, all right, you know, let's get something rolling. Took my whole journey of therapy and psychology and everything and then transferred it over to relationship and sex. Found that I didn't know my ass from a hole in the ground about any of that.
Ass fucked a hole up. In the ground.
Right? That's that, a nice image,
to be previewed
right?
in January, or sorry, yes, at the beginning of 2023.
another topic. Yeah. And, you know, but the truth of the matter is each woman that I was in relationship with left me in a better place. One after another.
The camping mentality. That's what I always say about men. I leave them better than I find
right.
them.
Yes. Right. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right. And then Alicia came along and she's like, all right, I'm holding on to this one.
Aww. Nice. So she's Aww. Like, so you're, basically you're saying you did have the penetration then.
Well, interestingly, not right away, but I really, really, really wanted it when it happened. And we're going to get into how that all goes today. Okay. Cause it's usually like, you go right to fucking.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an art to building towards that.
Let's talk about that. That's, right.
yes.
that's like, awesome.
I'm going to say
like
something.
Like dry humping. I want to go. Yes.
All right.
Erwan,
I'll give a tip for the guys.
Okay.
Okay. If you can avoid fucking her, avoid it. Right. If you can possibly have it not happen, have it not happen. And then she will start moving towards you, which allows her to get turned on. And it can happen very quickly. It could happen the first night. But if you can avoid it so that she gets to get warmed up and turned on and move towards you instead of the normal scenario where guys chasing a woman around and, you know, you kind of end up getting brushed off most of the time if you tell the truth about it.
Wait, why does that happen? Because it does take, and we know this from Emily Nagoski's book, She Comes First. It's about 8 times as long for a vulva owner to get aroused.
4 times.
Is it 4 times? Yeah. For me, it's probably 8.
Yeah. For me, it's probably 12.
Yeah. Yeah. For you, it's 12. You're complex. And there's like arousal non-concordance, which we've talked about before, which is like a lot of folks that own penises, they get turned on just by looking at something, right? They can look at something or something.
There's a hole a guy wants to put his dick
right?
in.
Right? They're
the
like,
hole.
Oh, I want to stick. That looks right. warm and soft. And
the
and
woman
nice.
Has some judgment about that because y'all can get pregnant. And, like, you know, throughout the ages, the feminine body is different than the masculine body. So there are some standards that are much higher, even at a biological level. And then that gets compounded with the whole cultural. We could do a whole session on
slut shaming,
cultural slut shaming.
Yep.
The Mary Magdalene. Right? Yes, yeah. That whole. Yes.
That's so right? confusing because, okay, yeah, I wanted to ask about that piece right there because I think, so our listeners, and this applies to, I think, people of all bits, but I think vulva owning, you know, female identifying folks get this more so that if you have sex too soon, you're a slut. And like, why?
What is there that? Why buy there? The, too soon.
Yeah,
too,
but why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Which, fuck that, dude. Fuck that. Wisconsin, yeah. That was so common.
Oh my god. That's I'm just gonna barf in the corner right now. And so there's that piece which I do not agree with, and I, you know, when I work with clients or I've, you know, my own personal work with my own sexuality, or I've talked to other people about this, like, you know, should I have sex on the first day? If I don't, are they going to lose interest? And it seems like this very one-sided thing,
or if I do, are they going to lose interest as well?
Yeah, so if I have sex on the first day, are they gonna lose interest because now they think I'm a big old slut? And if I don't, now am I like this, you know, prudy kind of, you know, so they, and whereas for the penis owner, I'm speaking heterosexual relationships, the penis owners don't really get the reputation, you know, it's right. Like, you fucked her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't fuck her. Oh, bro, what happened? You know, like, oh, bummer. Right.
So that's mm-hmm. the culture out there. Our recommendation is just stay out of that whole, like,
bullshit.
That whole world. If you want to have sex with the guy, hey, have sex with the guy. Guys, if you can have sex with her and you like her, go for it. But for the guy to be, you know, in terms of penetration in particular, you know, not to try to go there fast. Let her go there. And there's so many things to do prior to that that will actually get you there quicker. You know,
get you where? To orgasm?
Well, get to, we're talking
arousal?
About penetration.
To penetration. To
penetration,
yeah.
Okay. Right? So the more there's flirting and looking and touching and licking and approving and like feeling and being present together and a whole body and like, you know, two human beings relating at every level, the quicker it's actually going to get to fucking.
Because mm-hmm. I did that. I mean, like I said, my impulse, the second I met Erwin, was like, oh my God, I'm going to fuck this guy. He's hot. And as we started dating, I did the like, well, I don't want to have sex yet. I don't want to have intercourse yet. Okay. I just want to make sure you understand that. And he was like, baby, don't worry about it. This is great. And he was so good. Like we've talked about in other episodes, at stroking my clit and we had so much oral sex and everything was amazing. And I was just building this appetite and building this appetite. Like he never brought it up or pushed it or anything. It just got to a point where he could barely stand not to, because I wanted it so much. And I still remember we were in your house in the Inner Sunset and that sunroom in the back. And I'm like, okay, do it. And then you're like, okay. And I was lying on my back and he penetrated me and it felt like I was falling, like a free fall into this dark, sparkly hole. And there was so much pleasure. And it was like this thing I'd been waiting for forever. I mean, that's what penetration can be versus a timeline situation.
So what I'm hearing also, those, I'm going to bring in like respect, safety, and consent, right? So that, you know, these really important pieces for especially receiving orifices, but all bodies in general, whether you're a receiver or not. So that buildup of letting the receiving orifice human or just all humans really go at this slow pace. And then you're building up this, you know, arousal and desire and excitement. And you're not doing a manipulative way. You're like, I'm going to respect. This is a question and not phrased in a question, but it will be a question. Is it that, you know, is it, I'm going to let you, since your body takes a lot more time to become aroused than my body, if I'm a penis owner, I'm going to let you really come to me, and I'm going to do all these things that people call foreplay, but it, you know, foreplay is so people kind of cliche in this really small, narrow box. And then I build you up and build you up and build you up in this loving, respectful, safe way, not expecting like, now I'm going to get you to fuck me, but more like, you know, I'm just enjoying this. And this is the question, like, is fucking the bonus? Like, we're not using this as a tool to get the fucking?
Everything mm-hmm. you said, yes. And it's the bonus because it doesn't need to happen. Like, sex starts right from the get-go. Like, whenever there's two people of any gender that are attracted to each other, there is some level of sexual feeling and interaction. So when that's really enjoyed, you actually get to intercourse earlier and you don't need to get to intercourse. And it's like a natural thing that wants to happen. Pushing for it is always a bad idea. I'm amazed, you know, women have issues, guys have issues. Let's talk about guys for a second. Mm-hmm. Like, guys go about pursuing intercourse with women in really weird ways. First of all, trying to impress women, like, that's the worst way. Trying to pressure women.
Guilt
that's
them.
That's even worse. Mm-hmm. Guilt yes. them. Like,
I have blue balls. Right? I hate that shit.
Mm-hmm. Why not me. Turn her on? Just turn her on. Like, what kind of food does she like? Take her to that restaurant. Have a bottle of wine. Tell her she looks gorgeous. Like, there's a million things. She wants to have sex more than you do. So, yeah. like, just make it easy for her instead of making it hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question about when it comes to, so this is about penetration. However, there's a lot of talk, especially, so speaking from a vulva owning perspective, when someone's pussy isn't wet, is that a time to, because wetness isn't necessarily, this is the arousal non-concordance, it's not necessarily in line with if someone is aroused. You can have a totally dry pussy but be so turned on that you want someone to fuck you, so with a penis or a dildo. So when it comes to, how do you gauge if I'm a penis owner, so I'm a dude and I'm like, yo, I'm so into you, and the girl or the vulva owner's like, yeah, put your cocking me, and I'm like, oh, you're not wet, should I back off because I don't know if they're ready for me, or should I get some lube? What do you think about this kind of scenario?
Good question.
Mm-hmm. You want me to go mm-hmm. first?
You go first. Okay, my wheels are turning. I have like eight thoughts. Yeah. Right.
Two things. The first thing is lube is good. Lube is really good, and people feel embarrassed about using lube. Condoms are great. If you don't know somebody that well, put on a condom, guys or ladies. Recommend he puts on a condom. Like, you can, if you don't know somebody, well, you can die if you don't put on a condom.
I mean, yeah, or STIs,
right? Like
panels,
all kinds
all
of
these
and,
things,
right? And you know, all kinds of.
What's the Las Vegas thing like?
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
No, the one where it's like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except for herpes.
Oh yeah, well that yeah. one, that's yeah. a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
So lube is good. First thing, I love that you said that, April. And then the second thing is, yeah, she doesn't need to be lubricated to be turned on. Sometimes that's the case, sometimes that's not the case. There's a whole bunch of physiology in that that I'm not going to get into right now because I don't know it. But the ultimate factor is being, for the guys, being present with her. And if you're present with somebody, you can feel where they are and where they want. It's like a yogic power. It's like clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairsexualness. You can sense if she really wants it, if you're present. That's the ultimate way to tell. And then, you know, if you're not sure, just ask.
Alicia?
So there's, my wheels are still turning. But yeah, there's just, interestingly, in our culture, but most cultures, a bias towards intercourse. Like, that's the marker. That's like, okay, if it doesn't get there, it doesn't count, kind of thing. And so often, as women, we're sort of like, kind of feeling like it has to go there soon, or we need to say that we want it because he's expecting it or something. Sometimes, like, I had this experience, I think before we had intercourse, we were making out and Erwin was stroking my clit and I was sucking his cock, and I was like, oh, Mike, I want your cock in me right now. And then he did this really deep, yummy, firm pressure on my whole pussy. And
with,
like,
a hand?
With his
inside,
hand.
Inside,
with
internally?
His hand. With his hand.
Oh, don't worry, everyone. Go follow us on Instagram and TikTok, because we'll have some videos that might show some of these
yes.
things.
Yeah, our goal, P.S., about TikTok, the goal is that people feel better when they're scrolling yeah. and they hit our TikTok and they watch our
they're
videos.
Like,
I know you guys
yeah.
are the same, so follow all of us and yeah. go check it out. And he gave me this really juicy pressure with his fingers. And then I was like, oh. And then it was like a little while into the sex act before I wanted to have intercourse. Like, what I really wanted was heavy, firm pressure. Mm. And the only way I thought I could really have it was intercourse. But he was sensing, oh, let me like bring you down a little bit, give you some firm pressure. That was great.
If it starts getting frenetic, slow it down.
Yes.
Yeah, slower than slow and then slower than that.
And then I want to echo about the lube thing. My best friend years ago was like, Alicia, what do I do? Her marriage was like about to break up because she wasn't getting lubricated enough.
Oh, that
and
was
her,
that
yeah,
was the reason?
And her guy was like, something's wrong, something's oh, wrong. Geez. Like, they just weren't educated about it. And she's like, I'm not getting lubed up, but I'm really turned on and I really want it. And I'm like, use lube. Yeah. Problem
that's arousal non-concordance, like the yeah. exact perfect version of it, because that could be from antihistamines, stress, hormones. Blocked glands, like
totally.
I've had
age.
Or just
age,
you drank yeah. too much the night before,
too much
your
wine
body's
right.
dehydrated.
Totally. Turned on, but I had
you're
a lot
dehydrated
worse.
I yeah. don't know
exactly
right.
What's up, shameless sex fam? Is your sex life important to you? What about your relationships? And also, let me ask you this. Who can relate to this story? Things were once so good in the bedroom with my partner, and now it's a mess, and I don't know what to do.
Where's my happily ever after, Amy?
What about me? Or how about so many aspects of my life are fantastic, but when it comes to sex and relationships, I feel so lost. Yep, been there.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And this is why you all need Shameless Sex,
the book.
We give you simple solutions and a framework that you can use. You can customize it to you. Yes, you. Gives you the tools, the right tools for your sex and relationship. So you get what you desire. And it's fun. It's playful. Right, Amy? We're always playful.
It's kind of sexy.
And did I mention how easy we make it for you? You have to check out Shameless Sex. Plus, the testimonials, they're coming in from everywhere. And this book has helped people just like you recreate and create the sex life of their dreams. So you can do it too. Go to, where are they going, Amy?
ShamelessSex.com.
Oh, how easy is that? Just go to ShamelessSex.com and click on the book, okay? And you can get it however you choose.
If you want a hardcover, yeah. Audio.
Hardcover?
We got you hardly covered.
Yeah. So I had one thing that came to mind when you were saying this. So I remember this is like in my 20s, and I had a girlfriend, a lady friend that you and I both know, and we don't use names on the show, but she said that, and I think it's, this changes at least for us in the more sex positive world. And as we've gotten older, I'll speak for myself, and I think you're the same, April, where like, so if we start to make out with someone, our brains aren't like, well, now that I kissed you, we have to fuck. But I think that younger people, and these are like later teens and 20s, especially vulva-owning people in heterosexual relationships, think that, okay, now that we've started to open the door, we have to go to the penetration place because that's what you do. And I disagree with that. And I remember my friend saying that to me in our 20s. And I was like, you know that just because you made out, you don't have to touch genitals. And she was like, yeah, but that's like what they expect. And I was like, who the fuck cares what they expect? It's about what you need or what you want. So because, you know, our listeners generally are 18 and up, but what are your thoughts on that with people who think that, you know, like you can't just take these baby steps and advocate for it regardless of your gender.
I feel like that's a loss of like that's a lost piece, but I want to hear what you think. Yeah. Like people think they're going to lose the love or lose the affection.
If I don't fuck you
I can't even imagine what it's like to be 18 years old and have an infinite amount of pornography in your pocket and you're just seeing like fucking and fucking and fucking and fucking. Of course. Like that, you know, oh, it should go that way. And it only counts if there's intercourse and it only counts if there's ejaculation. Like, yeah, I can't even imagine.
I mean, this is, we were millennials then, you know, I am a millennial. So this is
still our
porn. Yeah, I still am a millennial. So porn was out, but we were still like the era where porn was kind of newer. Whereas the younger people now, like the 18-year-olds now, are really in that. And that was still a thing then. And I think it was a thing even before that. But if we talk about 50 years ago, if you had sex on the first date, you were a big old slut. So, you know, it's constantly changing. But yeah, Alicia, anything else?
Well, the answer really is education. Yeah. I mean, because it's everywhere, right? There's pornography. There's that cultural thing where you start to get sexy with somebody and then it has to go all the way or something like that. So the name of the game is education. Mm-hmm. About, well, first of all, like you were saying, being present, paying attention. I mean, if guys could just get this and get, oh my God, the whole driving force of my sex life is her desire. And if I just attend to that and focus on that and let her come to me, I will have everything.
That's great. It's her appetite. I'll say one quick thing. You know, when you ask that question, Amy, you know what? That's so true. And nowadays, there's so many different viewpoints going in different, like, that's really true. And then, like, not doing it is really true. And then something in a totally different direction. It's like people, there's so many viewpoints going in so many directions. It's like, it's not even like there's a culture. It's like there's 20 opposing cultures right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and opinions, and constantly changing every day.
I want to flip the script a little bit because we've talked about lubrication in terms of the vulva owning human. So let's talk about penetration from, what about a penis owner that maybe isn't getting the erection as fast or at in the timely manner that they would like to. So I am super turned on. I'm a penis owner. I'm fucking hot for you. This human right here is so hot, but my cock is not working. I'm like, whoa, whoa, dude, what's going on? So are there other ways that you can implement practices that would help like sustain this interaction? So whoever is involved would still feel like you're into them and what would you do?
So to make it really practical, do more other sex acts before intercourse. People get to intercourse too quickly. The number one cause of erectile dysfunction is the person feels pressured and anxious. So do more stuff beforehand so there's not as much weight on intercourse. Do more stuff beforehand, oral sex, licking, touching, stroking yourself, having her stroke you, just, you know, really anything and everything. And it'll give you more time to get worked up or turned on, I should say, and try to be more relaxed. If it gets frenetic or it gets too intense or that kind of thing, slow it down so that your body, your physiology can actually relax. And it's kind of like between the hare and the turtle wins.
Yeah, turtle.
The last part I'll say, and then anything, babe, you know, you want to add to this from a woman's perspective, I'd be curious to hear. The other thing is that when people want to have intercourse, they often like put the penis right next to the vagina and then like they basically insert it instead of putting, like, let's say she's on top, letting her rub her clitoris on his penis for a while with some lube. That is a huge turn on. You have, because the penis and the clitoris are homologous sex parts. They're similar sex parts, right? Mm-hmm. So just rubbing them together for a, you know, for a long, even just thinking about that turns me on.
And I'm turned on over here.
I'm picturing it, I'm feeling it,
I'm remembering it.
Go to the TikTok and see it.
So
I wish we could show the actual thing on TikTok. It was like with a hand version of it, but in some puppets. But
right. Yeah. So, but this makes me think of, this is like a tip for someone who is wanting to maintain an erection, having trouble with that. We work with a lot of women that come to us that want to extend their orgasm or have better orgasm. And one of the biggest things I always tell them, a woman that might say, for example, you know, I'm like getting close to having an orgasm and I just kind of can't, or it goes away or something. I say, you know, like when you're about to sneeze and like the sneeze is coming on and then like you might think about it or something and then it goes away
you
and
lose
you're like,
it.
Shit.
You're like, ah!
Yeah. Yeah. But if you feel the tingles in your nose and you just feel the sensation so much, the sneeze comes out and it feels really good.
Or you look at the sun, and you're like, I'm going to embrace this. Bring it on.
Bring it on, baby. And like with orgasm, it's the same. If you're really feeling the strokes on your clitoris with your own finger or somebody else's or someone's tongue or whatever, that helps it release. And so with erection, it's very similar. It's easy to get into your head when you're like, ooh, I don't want to lose my erection. But if you feel your body and feel her, you're more likely to just stay in the groove.
So I want to talk about positions here a little bit, because I love this, the art of penetration. And, you know, we've talked about positions on various podcast episodes for all kinds of things, from oral sex to hand sex. And you know, I'm a big fan of comfort and also, you know, sex appeal and things that get to the right spots. So let's talk about, and maybe we could bring this to a place where we're speaking to whether someone's wearing a silicone cock or they have a homegrown cock and they're having sex with someone with a pussy. So someone who has a vulva. What are some of the best positions to access different areas? Whether it's, when you were talking about the grinding part, I love some grinding. That's why I like pubic hair. Honestly, I love having some pubic hair on my bits, and I like pubic hair on my partner's bits, because then it adds texture to grind on.
Right.
And also that's probably and we've talked about this past podcast, April and I, like, you know, April and I both had a sexological bodywork session conversation where she was like, your bodies are very different. Like, Amy, your clit's like in its own world, and April's clit's like right by her labia.
She said it's DTF.
Yeah, April's clit's DTF. She's like, you're DTF, huh? And so I think this has something to do with it. Yeah, she is. So for positions to get to the best places, whether it's a G spot, G area, and I love, can you remind us, because you've talked about this in a past episode, about you actually talk about the G spot, G area in a different way than most people have, where they talk about this upper spot that's actually like right on the urethral sponge. In fact, you say you don't, it's actually better to go on the sides of that. So positioning right. for sex, what do you have to say about that?
All right. Number one, best sex positions are where the guy or the person wearing the dildo can, if it's, let's say, fucking a woman, reach her actual clitoris and stroke her clitoris. On average, you're going to get way more bang for your buck that way. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I love what you were saying, Amy, be comfortable. Like, it's really important to be comfortable. In pornography, you see these things where, like, you know, the guy's holding the woman up and, like, you know, she's up in the air and, like, I mean, it's just crazy. You don't want to do that. You want your body to be relaxed. You want to be comfortable. There was a third thing, I can't think of it, but it'll come back to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it'll come back to you. Was it part of the question?
Yeah, it was part of the question, but
okay.
I totally forgot.
Okay. Oh, to reach different parts and the G spot.
Oh, the G spot. Thank you. Yes. The G spot. Yes.
All
right.
The G area too.
So the G spot, basically, you've got the clitoris. Most folks know what that is, and we'll try to put on one of the platforms. You know, maybe on a Shameless Sex podcast, TikTok or ours. Make a note. We'll put a diagram up. There are nerves that go into the body, and they fork. Okay, so to actually contact those nerves inside of a woman's vagina, you have to go in, not very far in, surprisingly, just the first or second knuckle, and then a little to the right or a little bit to the left, and you'll contact those nerves. So it's kind of better than a G-spot. There's actually two G-spots. If you go straight in and up, our experience has been that sometimes you can contact the urethral opening, and for many women, that's actually not comfortable.
This is why the G area, this is why we always reference G area, because a spot sounds so particular,
right,
to
it. Get it or not.
Yes, it's pointed. Mm-hmm. And this is more of a spatially accessible thing. And what do you, mm-hmm. So Alicia, what do you have with this?
So with positioning, I'm going to describe a couple of positions. You can help me if I'm fumbling with one of them, because it's so much easier to see a picture, but we're going to talk about this. So as Erwan was saying, really good penetration positions involve ability to contact the clitoris also, and relaxation. So we have two favorite positions that we use to that end. One of them is basically your spooning, right? So the person who's penetrating is on the outside of the spoon, you're spooning. The person who is being penetrated is on the inside and has a pillow to hold up their knees, hold their knees apart. And you got to use a lot of pillows for this. I mean,
or you could use one of those liberator wedges.
Yes, the liberator, or I have a knee pillow from when I was pregnant, whatever, just to keep your knees just open. You don't have to hold your legs.
Shout out to liberator wedges. You can get that at purepleasureshop.com. Wedge. Oh,
or
the ramp.
If you want 15 wedges.
I want 8 wedges and a ramp. But you get that at purepleasureshop.com. You get 15% off with the coupon code shameless sex.
Shapeless.
I have a ramp at home, actually. It's pretty fantastic. They also make the fascinator throw for ejaculation. Anyways, just saying.
Mm-hmm. So your legs are spread open, totally relaxed, and then the penetrator can penetrate and also reach around and stroke the clitoris. Mm.
And then, of course, the woman can stroke her clitoris. Let's say it's doggy style and the guy can't reach it, or he's got a back problem, he can't bend over, you know, whatever. Like, the woman can also stroke her own clitoris.
Indeed. And then there's the other position, which is the cross position.
Oh,
you gotta
the scissor
help me.
Position.
Yeah, the scissors. The scissors. The cross. Yes. Yeah.
It's scissor like one cross.
Think yeah. It's commonly like vulva on vulva, but you can do scissors
right,
with
right,
penis
right,
on
right.
vulva.
Women okay. use it for vulva on vulva. Yeah. And it's slightly, it's that, and then a slightly different angle. And then the guy,
I totally know what you're talking about. I've totally done this before.
Stroke or the
Yeah, we'll have to include we have a picture of us doing that.
Yeah.
All right,
just to show the position.
All right, go to TikTok, Dave on Method TikTok. Check it out. There's going to be a picture there for you.
Oh, nice. Okay, awesome. It will be actual images of you? It's like a cartoon.
No, images. Images. We have images that TikTok will allow because we're clothed.
Yeah.
Because TikTok does not like the genitals.
I know. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's impressive.
I know. I was like, I'm going to follow your TikTok and watch it every day when I wake up in the morning.
And the G-spot area, it's maybe some people do like straight in and up. Maybe some people like to the left or to the right up. There's a practice we recommend called tactile inventory. And that means take 15 minutes and do some research with your partner. Have it not be about being turned on. Have it not be about trying to have the best sex act in the world or something like that. Have it be about like, oh, hey, how does it feel if I put this much pressure? How does it feel if I put a little more pressure? Would you like less pressure? Oh, what if I insert just up to the first knuckle? How does that feel? Here's what it's like on the left. Here's what it's like on the right. Actually do research and you find an enormous amount of information. For example, inside of a vagina, there's a lot of thunk spots that feel really good. They're like little hollows, almost like, an acupressure point or something like that. It's a little hollow and they contact nerve plexes.
Mm-hmm. Nerve complexes.
Nerve complexes.
Bundles.
Sounds like a neurotic.
You two are
condition.
So cute.
I love it. Yeah,
it's like, I have a nerve complex.
I know. I love it.
But they actually like it.
I love it.
April hates when I finish it.
I know. I'm like,
shut up, Amy.
We've been together for 20 years.
20 years.
But you go in there and you find those spots and you do that kind of research and it's like, oh, that's great. She's got a thunk spot over here. And she's like, oh yeah, I feel that. And then you get on the same page and you're in that field of sexual relationship at the same time. Now there's a really good one down through the vaginal opening, but down you contact the rectal nerves through the wall. There's a really good one in and to the right, you contact the sciatic nerves in and up to the slightly right, and you contact
like
the clitoral nerves.
It's 1 o'clock. Okay.
Right. And you can go to 11 o'clock also. And maybe some folks do like, noon. It's all about what feels good.
So this is, say this because I have something after this for you, Alicia and Dave. I always want to call you Dave on.
Just Dave.
You are not the only one.
I know.
Erwan. Erwan. So I remember the first time you found my thunk spot and you were like doing this really deep yummy thumb stroke inside and all of a sudden it was like something unfurled inside of my pussy. I'm like, what's that? You're like, I found a thunk spot, baby.
Okay, time for a quick break. This podcast is free to you because of our amazing sponsors like Uberlube. Uberlube is a luxurious silicone lubricant that can enhance your sex and intimacy. Uberlube's unique formula is velvety, long-lasting, with no flavor or scent, and it feels absolutely incredible on the body. There are thousands of doctors recommending Uberlube to their patients because it's less likely to throw off your pH than most other lubes. So whether you want to make your hot sex even hotter, or you want to prevent dryness, take our advice and check out our favorite go-to, Uberlube.
Uberlube isn't just for sex. I use it for massage, to tame my frizzy hair, to prevent chafing, even for oral sex sessions. I love how it comes in a beautiful bottle with a pump top for easy access, appearing more like a cosmetic product so you can leave it on your nightstand shamelessly. Uberlube is without a doubt my favorite lube, and countless listeners agree, often stating, "We never knew lube could be this good." To learn why we think it's the best lube on the planet, check out uberlube.com and use code SHAMELESSSEX for 10% off and free shipping. Again, that's uberlube.com, use code SHAMELESSSEX for 10% off and free shipping. This podcast was also made possible by OMGS.com. OMGS combines scientific research of real vulva owners so you can learn shame-free techniques on how to pleasure the pussy. OMGS studied 20,000 plus people of all ages and turned the research into animated modules, short videos, and beautiful infographics that are tasteful and easy to understand. Whether you want to learn about external pleasure, internal stimulation, or techniques with toys, OMGS can help you master vulva pleasure. Let me tell you, I've been recommending OMGS to my clients for years and it's been changing their lives because knowledge really can activate your pleasure power.
OMGS is for anyone who cares about vulva pleasure and wants to take it to the next level. OMGS can help you become a sexual strategist by equipping you with the tools you need to unlock your pleasure potential. Plus, your OMGS purchase helps fund more pleasure research. OMG, that's great. Only pay once and these techniques are yours forever. That's right. This is not not a subscription service, and you don't need to download a thing. So go to omgs.com/shameless to get 10% off when you purchase any OMGS season. Again, go to omgs.com/shameless to get 10% off right now. Time to pursue your pleasure. And now back to the show. This brings me to my question. So you've been together for 20 years, mm-hmm. and do those thunk spots change? Do they shift? And if so, is it just a constant exploration? Is it a constant different, like, experiential evenings or days or mornings? I know you're a big morning fan.
Morning sex.
Before the right. child goes to school or after.
But wait,
after.
So when you say morning sex, we're talking penetration. Are you talking
most
about,
most yes, days we don't do penetration. See, most days yeah. we do clitoral stroking and oral sex.
See, I could be down for that because in the mornings my pussy is like, I'm still waking.
Well, this is the thing though. But the point is like how the self-discovery, the discovery
right.
of the
does it
the
change?
Couple.
The thunk spots do change. And okay. the primary way that they change is they expand. Because, you know, Alicia is way more sensitive now than she started out. You know, I was teaching sex course, all the stuff. I had some girlfriends, all that. But she already stood out 20 years ago. Now, she's 100 times more sensitive. So they change, not so much like location, maybe a little bit of location change, but mostly more sensitivity.
After childbirth, too?
Absolutely.
Oh, shit, we need to have children, April.
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Benefit to having
right.
kids.
Really what's going on is people have kids and they're stressed and all the rest of that. And they think like, oh, I'm not turned on anymore because I had a kid. But really it's because they're stressed. Mm. You know, we're really big fans of like have a really good babysitter. Blah. You know, we could maybe one day we'll do like a parenting podcast.
Yes.
You know,
be like, how to have a great sex life as a parent.
I would ask you know. Really ridiculous questions. You'd be like, you obviously aren't a parent. Yeah. Like, yes, you're right.
You don't have kids, do you? Well, okay, so another question about positions here. So we were talking about, so G-spot, G area. Okay, and did we get into any sort of like the doggy thing?
Cause, so no, we have only done the scissoring.
Scissoring, okay.
And spooning. The spooning.
So what I want to ask about doggy style here, dog, which already is like, we have dogs. We're April and our dog owners. We're dog people, so it already freaks
kitty
me out.
Kitty style?
Yeah.
Meow.
Meow.
Yeah. They do it the same way.
So someone penetrating someone else from behind, and we'll speak vaginally because we are going to do an anal episode in the new year. And I think a lot of people move too quickly into that position. And then all of a sudden you're slamming a cervix and you know, the cervix and the vaginal canal, they're working really well together, the arousal. And so we were talking about arousal non-concordance, how lubrication doesn't necessarily say, here's how aroused I am. But you know, ideally you want the vaginal canal to kind of get bigger and wider and longer. And then the cervix
right.
goes up to make more room.
More
so,
engorged.
So what is your thought on doggy style positions of someone being penetrated from behind, when it's applicable, or like how do you know when to go into that position? Is it for everyone? There's 20 questions for you in one.
Yeah, I'll start and then you go, which is you want to do it by feel. I mean, if you're the penetrator and you are with the woman, you're feeling her, you're feeling your body, you're in the moment, you're not just paying attention to your fantasies in your mind, and you feel like doing that, then just lead the way and do that. You know, hey baby, turn over. She may very well be like, oh, I want to stay in this position, or say something about it. Or she might get into the position. So let's say you're in the position, just start slow and pay attention. You don't ram it in there. You know, just go in slow. Maybe someone needs to change the angle of their hips a little bit. You know, communication comes into play here. You know, hey, how's this feel? Do you want me to go slower? Do you like it deeper? Just have the communication going on because it can be very intense.
Yeah.
If people, you know, it's not like there's not a time and a place for hard sex or
oh,
ramming
yeah.
or something like that.
I have
That's
those
great.
Feelings. I'm like, fuck me and fuck me right. really hard now. But there's mm-hmm. a time and a
there's
place.
There's a time and a place for that. And when people think more is better, it's almost like an American thing. More is better. More is better. No, that's the pathway to being numb. If you do too much of that or you do it too early, you're just going to end up numb and you kill the whole action. Short strokes are really good. Maybe just the head of the penis, just a little bit. And we keep talking about like do stuff to be turned on and feel and sensitive and conscious and presence and all the rest of that. One of the things that leads to make it really specific is if I'm fucking Alicia doggy style, her pussy is contracting around my cock. It doesn't take a lot of really hard fucking to feel a lot, because she's really, as you were pointing out, Amy, engorged. Mm-hmm. Her pussy's really ready. It's contracting around my cock. You guys saw the demonstration of extended orgasm. From our viewpoint, you want to get into that state before any kind of intercourse. How you get into that state is like you're very approving. It doesn't have to be big, massive involuntary contractions, but you really want things to be shaking before penetration, especially something like doggy style. And in that case, slow or short strokes can be really sensational. And then every once in a while, you do some, like, you know, real hard and fast just to kind of mix that up for a minute or something like that.
Well, let's talk about the typical, when we think about hetero penetration, for me at least, I won't speak for everyone out there, I think of missionary style, right? That's like the typical way that people fuck a lot of times. Like, I remember all through college, I was like, God damn, can I get over this missionary style bullshit? But it's true. It sometimes, for me, it gives the right amount of grinding on the external bits that I like. And then, like, sometimes the on top, when I'm on top, that can be a little too intense because you can control it, but it still can be a lot of intensity. So when it comes to penetration, and speak from however you like, is missionary style something that is it outdated, or is it something that does it still have like a lot of?
And why is it called missionary?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Is it called the puritanical?
I know. When you said that, I was like, wait, what were the missionaries doing?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe.
I think in some old traditions, like, that was why the is it one called doggy way style? That was okay. Well, doggy animals. Style looks, it yeah. kind of looks.
Yeah, but there's cats that do that too.
Well, a lot
and
of
giraffes.
Animals.
Yeah, well, that's kind Rhinos. Of the thing. I mean, there's nothing inherently wrong or outdated or anything about missionary. It's comfy,
I love missionary.
Pleasurable
eye contact. Yes.
Right. Yeah. It's so sweet and sexy.
The legs can go up. I fucking love
that too.
Okay.
So
this one,
no, nothing
why.
Inherently wrong with it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's more like, if that's the only thing you ever know, it's the only thing you ever do. That's why it gets a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think people just kind of get set.
It gets boring.
If you're just doing doggy style all the time, it'd be boring though. If we just do one thing all the time, we get bored because we're humans and we like newness and variety, and our bodies are changing our hormones.
Right. You want to change things, even a stroke. You change the stroke a little bit. You change the sex act. You know, typically in a sex act, let's say, you know, there's one person who's cause, one person who's effect. One person is kind of the master of ceremonies, and hopefully they're paying attention to what the other person wants. Let's say it's a man being the master of ceremonies with a woman, you know, then it's like, yeah, it's great to have somebody being the master of ceremonies because then she can relax, but it needs to be the master of ceremonies in what she wants. That's the magic of it. That's like that thing about, like, ooh, how did he know I wanted to change positions there?
Or if we switch roles where someone is the dom and they're the vulva owner, they could be the master of ceremonies.
I'm like, yo, let's do the ice cube.
April's the master of ceremonies.
Let's do the fucking. I'll get all boxed out and be like, yeah.
So right now we're doing this, and so just calling out on a microphone.
This is the thing. We talk about sex positions, and we do funny little quirks because I love naming sex positions. The assassin, where you're like, have the legs.
We'll
and
talk
you're
about
buried
that in
it.
January.
Yes, we will. Yeah. So, are there any names that you have for sex positions or things other outside of the box, things that maybe aren't missionary or the typical like scissoring or spooning? Or because I'm curious.
Bizarre sex positions.
Yeah, bizarre. Sex
or they don't.
If you don't have to have, maybe not bizarre, but
you
different.
Know, you know what that, I love? I really love. It's not doggy style, but it is. The penetrator lying on top of the body of the person being penetrated.
Yeah.
That's like we have to do that sometime soon. So I'm on my tummy, you know, laying on my tummy, and then Erewhon's like laying on top of me.
Oh, yeah, this is,
and then
this
is one of my parts. That's the crusher.
Yeah.
That's the crusher.
But it's also
I'm worried
gentle.
About you, April.
Yeah. No, it's also gentle. So this is one of my partner's favorite positions too. And like everyone's kind of relaxed, but you get the weight of the body and then you get the deep penetration.
That's why
but
it's the crusher.
But it's
because the weight of the body.
Exactly.
It's
it's very calming though.
But it's not too deep penetration like doggy
and
style.
The calming crusher.
Oh, okay. All right. April coined it. We're trademarked. Do not steal this from us. Crusher.
It's particularly calming because even in yoga, if you lay down with your stomach downwards, those are the calming, the prone positions are the calming positions. And you can do that position. And I'm calling it the crusher. You can do the crusher by having the person on top can have their legs outside of the, it doesn't need to just be the person laying down has their legs spread. It can be the person on top has their legs spread, and she, let's say, has her legs together, and that adds a whole other level of, like, kind of sensitivity.
Oh my God, we're doing that when we get home.
Yeah.
I love that position as well. And there's a couple
of... The crusher. I love it.
I mean, the only reason I call it that is because...
The weight feels nice.
The weight feels nice, and it's not like you're actually crushing someone, but you can call it the calming crusher if you want to, like...
I mean, you can put,
like,
your forearms down, like, and not add all of your weight, right? And maybe someone wants all the
check
way.
In with
know.
Your partner that's
or,
below.
Or, hey, how about this? What if the person at the bottom is being crushed vaginally or anally, and the person at the top is actually lighter than them, and or they're wearing a strap-on or whatever? So, yeah.
It's the calming crusher.
The calming crusher.
Got the double C.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. We could talk about this fucking forever, but
you and your voice right now, bro.
Did it just go out again?
Yes.
Shit.
It's going out.
I blew it at your birthday.
Why'd you blow my birthday? Okay.
Candles.
So, will you tell everyone? I love in-person podcasts because they're
this is
so
great.
Fun.
So fun.
And we don't have the weird, glitchy, sometimes feedback stuff. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being here with us. You drove all the way from San Francisco. And I know you all do so many things in terms of workshops. And you don't have to be in San Francisco to take your workshops.
That's right.
You have a lot of offerings, even private 101s. You have couples counseling. You have all sorts of offerings. Will you tell folks how, unless there's something else that you are dying to share about positions that we didn't cover, because I mean, I'm always willing, but will you tell folks how to reach you and access the Davons?
The Davons.
The Davons.
Indeed. 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 Oh yes. So we, as you're saying, we have ways to work with us in person. We have ways to work with us online. And we have one very special thing that I want to highlight, because there's a course that we are having September 24th and 25th, right after this episode comes out.
2022.
Yes, 2022. And it's an amazing offer for your beautiful listeners. And we made this offer last time we were on the podcast, and I was completely overwhelmed with responses. So I wanted to give everybody another chance. We have a course called the Pleasure Course. It's online. You can do it from anywhere. It's for singles and couples, and you will learn the real building blocks of a successful love life and sex life. So we cover everything from presence, how to be with your partner, how to pay attention, like we were talking about today, masculine, feminine dynamics, sex, sex positions. You will see pictures of sex positions. You will see a video demonstration of the extended orgasm technique we were talking about.
That's hot, yo.
It rocks. So our offer is for the first 5 of you listening that contact me, you get a free ticket. We will have you in for free.
Hurry.
It is for singles. It is for couples. And the way to grab that spot is to text 415-308-9580. That's 415-308-9580. Say you're from the Shameless Sex Podcast and you want one of the spots. So for those of you that are the first 5, you'll get the spot. And then if you miss the first 5, you will still get a discount code. Ooh. And $100 off for the same course. So that is a thing I want you to do.
And they
text
fill up
me.
Very fast. They fill up fast.
Oh, so in like a second. So get on it.
Yes.
Yes. And then you can find us. What were you going to say?
Well, how many people do you actually take on, or how many couples?
It can be a single or a couple in that course.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. There's usually, I'd say, 30, 40?
Yeah.
So that's
a lot. We limit it to basically one screen.
Yeah.
Because
we want to really be able to focus on everybody in it and everything. So that's the thing to do.
And they do fill up, y'all. So go get it.
Exactly. And you can find us, as we've been saying, on TikTok, on Instagram, at Davon Method.
And the most popular thing that people do with us is the Mastery of Relationship class. If you're looking at, like, really studying long-term sex, relationship, the whole nine yards, call that number, actually text that number, that's probably better, and you can set up a consultation and find out all about Mastery of Relationship and a Sensuality Expansion Program and stuff in Hawaii and Mexico, and we're going live now, and there's in-person stuff, and you can fly in or you can do online stuff, and there's really something for everybody.
So do you have to carry two phones with you all the time?
My phone is like a brick. You know? Yeah. I bought like the biggest iPhone I could buy, and like I regret it. It's like I'm getting a workout carrying this.
We compared these phones last time I was at your when we were at your house in San Francisco, and I was saying the same thing. I like regretted buying my big ass phone, but it's been great for filming all the stuff that we film. But it's massive, and I have a big case on it. But that's the thing. Do you have to have two phones? Like, are you a drug dealer
bigger
kind of style?
You're
like,
always better. Just saying.
No, it's not.
We do have two phones. Basically all the time. But the thing, you know, utilitarian wise, like we can, like I'm coaching people in the park. I'm in Golden Gate Park, and like I'm at a picnic table, and like I'm working with people there.
You should go to Burning Man and do this. Come on. Mm-hmm. Amy's leaving.
I've been to Burning Man. I'm trying to, April, talk to Alicia about getting
I know. Well, I have not yet been enrolled.
We keep getting offers for tickets, by the way. I've had like three people offer me a ticket.
Oh, yeah, because I put the call out for Shameless
Sex.
Yeah,
and they're like, you need a ticket? I was like, no, I can't go. I have a wedding. But anyway, I love having you two on. We're going to record actually another episode about anal, which is one of my favorite topics. So stay tuned. Well, it's not really on this episode. It's going to be in a couple of months, but you cannot miss what the Davons have to share. Alicia, Erwan, I adore you both. You're Bay Area humans that are kind of OGs in this like orgasmic realm, and from sex positions to, we've talked about so many different things, or extended orgasm.
Oh yeah, I said it wrong. Sorry, babe. My bad.
Just, that's okay. You talked about meditation, which this is why I love
mean,
you.
I mean, it's like a meditation.
You're pretty and smart.
I'm pretty and smart at the same time.
I wish everybody could be here in this room. I know. It's having so much fun.
That's why we're going to have clips. Oh God, I need Uber Lube in my throat. My voice is going out already.
I know, you do. Okay, all right. Shit. We have to call this episode. We have to say goodbye, but it's not goodbye. It's just see you next Tuesday, y'all, because we love you. And I'm not going to leave an episode of Shameless Sex without encouraging each and every one of you to go ahead and rate us on iTunes and on Spotify. It helps more people find the key to unlocking their wildest sex dreams and positions. Did you know what the crusher is? Now you do. Go ahead, rate us. You can just give us an emoji. I don't give a fuck. I read every single one of them. If they're bad, Amy reads them, and then she basically has to weed them out. So don't be bad. Be good. I love you so much. Shameless forever. Shameless Sex Revolution. We'll see you next Tuesday. Ciao for now.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.